and welcome back to another podcast episode of the world's greatest podcast, my podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna and I have my own fitness business, training, nutrition, yoga, macro-friendly recipes, you name it, we have it all. Today we will be talking about gaining body fat in a building phase. This is something that I see a lot of people struggle with, a lot of clients struggle with, and I got asked to film and share my wisdom and my experience with this. So we will talk about a building phase and the mindset required for you to build muscle and to accept what comes with building muscle and being in a calorie surplus. As we all know, the most important thing is your mindset and how you see things and how you see the world. So first things first, I want to talk about my building phase. If you've been following me for a very long time, you would know that I have been in a long building phase. Then I've been in a long dieting phase. So I competed. I took my body to the extreme. When I started working with my previous coach, Mark, this was a very long time ago. I believe this was in September, January 2020. I did a very long building phase. We spent 12 months in a calorie surplus. We bumped up my calories to 3,000 calories per day. And in those 12 months, I gained 5 kilograms. Now, those 5 kilograms were not 5 kilograms of muscle. There was quite a lot of body fat that I've gained in that process. But my thought process of, okay, I'm going to build muscle and I'm going to focus on building muscle and eating more and being in a calorie surplus and accept the fact that I'm going to gain body fat is what made this process a lot easier for me mentally and physically. I had a goal of stepping on the stage and competing, and I knew that I want to compete, but I don't have enough muscle mass. I have not had nowhere near enough muscle to step on the stage and to compete. So I knew if I want to step on the stage and compete one day, I am going to have to spend quite a lot of time in a calorie surplus and just accept the fact that I am going to gain body fat in the process. But because I knew that I'm going to lose that body fat in the future, it made this process so much easier. Now, when you set yourself up for a building phase, if you want to build your physique, build the foundations of your physique, you don't have to spend time in a calorie surplus if you don't want to. You can do it at your maintenance calories. Yes, it will take you a lot longer. And yes, there will be days and weeks and months where you feel like you're not making any progress in your journey, but stick to it. Give it time. Building muscle takes so much longer. It is such a slow and such a humbling process. And even when you're doing everything correctly, it still takes a long time. So for me, I knew that I did not have enough muscle. I knew that I want to compete. I knew that I want to step on the stage. Mark said, Anna, you will have to be in a calorie surplus. We will need to put you into a very uncomfortable position. Build muscle, gain body fat along the way, and then we are going to lose that body fat in the future. So in my head, I was saying, okay, do you know what? You're my coach. I trust you. I will do as you say. And that's what I did. So I spent 12 months in a calorie surplus. As I mentioned, we increased my calories over time to 3,000 calories per day. By the end of my building phase, this sounds very privileged to even say this, but when you have been eating so much food for such a long time, you start getting sick of food. And I know this is a terrible thing to say, but when you have been eating above your maintenance calories for a very long period of time, by the end of your building phase, you just get very, you get very uncomfortable. You just don't want to eat anything anymore. 12 months. In those 12 months of building, in those 12 months of increasing my calories, I have gained 5 kilos. My world did not end. I didn't die. Nothing bad happened. It actually was probably one of the best things that has happened to me. Gaining weight, okay? Gaining weight is not always a bad thing. I know a lot of people think that if they gain 2 or 3 kilos, they're going to lose their progress or something bad is going to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen if you gain weight. If you build more muscle, you would want to build more muscle. January to December, 12 months of gradual surplus. We were increasing my calories probably every 6 weeks or so, when we increased them probably around by 100 calories or so every time when we increased my calories. But in those 12 months, I had a goal of building more muscle and really getting strong. What we did, we ran a 16-week phase where I was focusing on getting strong, strong as I possibly and humanly can, okay? In 16 weeks, my low bar squat increased from 80 kilos to 120 kilos, then deadlifts from 80, 90 kilos to 125 kilos, bench press, we don't have to talk about it. It did not increase that much, maybe up to 45 kilos, but I'm happy with that. What I really focused on in those 12 months was to get as strong as I possibly can. I did not care if I gain 800 grams or if I gained 1.2 kilos, it didn't bother me that much because I knew that I'm going to lose that body fat in the future. So to me, the way that I saw body fat was kind of like money. It comes and it goes. You have more, you have less, you spend more than you earn, you save more than you spend and earn and things like that. Performance goals is what you want to focus on when you are focusing on building muscle. Okay, this is something that has helped me massively to accept my body changing and seeing myself getting bigger. I built up to 70 kilos. That is probably 5 kilos more, 4 or 5 kilos more than what I would usually weigh. So we built my weight and my calories up to 3,070 kilograms. And we also built my strength. Okay, I was doing weighted pull-ups. I was doing squats with hundreds of kilos for reps. I was doing like 5 sets of 5 with 100 kilo and then 105 kilo and then 110 kilo and then 115, 117.5 and then 120. So me seeing how much stronger I got in that surplus phase has helped me so much mentally with my confidence, with the way that I see myself, with my relationship with myself. And honestly, it did not bother me one single bit that I was gaining body fat along the way. But for the people who find this really hard or they don't want to be in a calorie surplus, here are some things that I want you to understand. If you know the basics of the nutrition and training, which you would know if you are signed up for my app, we know that to gain muscle, we want to be in a small calorie surplus. We want to follow a training program. We want to focus on progressive overload, train with the right technique. And every single week, we outperform ourselves. It is a very long and slow and painful process, but it is a process. However long you think it's going to take you to build your physique, probably add another 3 years to that because it is a very slow process, trust me. So we increased my squats, we increased my deadlifts, we increased everything. And if you want to track your calories and your macros when you're in a building phase, you can do that. If you don't want to track your calories and your macros when you're in a building phase, you don't have to do that either. Choose whichever approach works best for you. Okay. And as I mentioned, if you know the basics of the nutrition and the fundamentals of fat loss, calories in versus calories out, if you eat less than what your body needs, and if you eat enough protein, and if you eat carbs around your training, and if you focus on your training performance, you are going to lose body fat over time and preserve muscle. If you're in a small calorie surplus, you will build muscle, but I say a small calorie surplus. You don't have to eat 500, 700, 800 calories above your maintenance to build more muscle. That will not happen. You're just going to end up gaining a lot of extra body fat, which is then going to be a lot harder to lose in the future because your dieting phase will have to be a lot longer. So when it comes to building phases, always think long term. Think long term. If you want to build another maybe 2 kilograms of muscle, that might take you 2 years. And if you want to spend 2 years in a small calorie surplus, or around your maintenance, accept the fact that you are going to gain body fat along the process. But if you know the fundamentals of fat loss, you also know that you can lose that body fat in the future. And nothing bad is going to happen to you if you gain some body fat along the process. One thing that I love setting up for my clients and one thing that I love setting up for myself when my focus is on building muscle are performance goals. So instead of thinking, what is your body fat percentage? How much do you weigh? How many calories you've ate today? And instead of focusing on how you look, focus on how you feel and focus on what your body is capable of. Because I promise you, you are going to feel so much better when you can squat 100 kilos, 110, 120 kilos, than when you have 12.3 or 16.2% body fat. Those things are just very irrelevant and they don't matter nowhere near as much as you think that they do. So for you, if you want to focus on building muscle, focus on eating carbs around your training, focus on having protein with each meal, focus on really following your training program and giving it time. I'm saying 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. Spend as long as possible. Spend as much time as possible as you can in a calorie surplus and focus on building muscle and focus on getting stronger and enjoying the process. Mindset is very important and how we see ourselves is also very important. If you see yourself gaining weight and if you don't like the fact that you are gaining weight, you can stop with your calorie surplus, maybe spend some time at your maintenance. But one thing that I see people struggle a lot with is they go into a surplus, then they overeat, then they go back into a deficit, then they undereat for a long period of time, and then they end up yo-yo dieting. If you want to focus on losing body fat, focus on losing body fat. If you want to focus on building muscle, focus on building muscle. if you're a little bit like me and you are not that bothered about how your physique is looking at the moment, you can just stick to your maintenance calories, enjoy your life. You don't have to track your calories. You don't have to count your macros. Choose whichever approach works best for you. Something that made my gaining phase a lot easier for me was knowing that I'm going to lose body fat in the future, knowing that I am going to get as strong as I humanly and as I possibly can. So for me, those 12 months felt like a breeze. Getting stronger, building my mindset. And in those 12 months, I have also knew that I am going to diet in the future and that I'm going to spend a lot of time in a calorie deficit, that we are going to take regular diet breaks and refeed days, increase my calories back to my maintenance. I'm going to lose body fat. I have lost a little bit of muscle by the end of my comp prep because that was extreme. Would not recommend anyone to do what I did unless if your goal is to step on stage. But I knew that I'm going to compete. I knew that I'm going to lose body fat in the future. So it made this process a lot more enjoyable for me. Okay, we went from 65 to 70 kilos and I felt so strong in that process, so strong building muscle and just focusing on how I perform and what my body is capable of rather than how I look when I see myself in the mirror, because those fluctuations, body fat comes and goes, but the muscle that you build will stay with you for forever unless if you spend a very long time not lifting and under eating, and if something happens to you and you have to have a surgery or a very long injury and a very, very long recovery, but you can always build muscle in the future as well. So one thing that helped me hugely was having a very good mind and a very good mindset and a very positive outlook on life and on my physique and on my building phase and my fitness journey. I knew that I'm going to gain body fat. I knew that I'm eating more than what I need. I knew that I was training the house down. I knew that I was getting stronger and stronger. I knew that I want to compete. I knew that I want to step on stage. I knew that I want to lose body fat in the future. And knowing that in 12 months' time, in 18 months' time, I will be building, I will be dieting. I had a plan. I had a goal. I really just enjoyed the process. Have I had days where I felt uncomfortable? Yes. Have I had days where I wanted to stop? Yes. Have I had days when I wanted to enter a calorie deficit? Yes. But I knew that I'm going to lose that body fat in the future. So every time when I would have maybe a thought of, oh, I'm gaining a little bit too much weight, I want to focus on losing that body fat that I've gained, I just snapped out of that mindset and said to myself, Anna, you're focusing on building muscle and you're going to lose body fat in the future. And honestly, it stopped bothering me. Every time that I find myself that it bothers me, I just quickly snapped out of that mindset. And I just focused on building muscle. So whatever your goal is with your training, whatever your goal is with your physique, think long term and maybe set yourself up 6 months goals, 12 months goals, 18 month goals, and really just focus on getting stronger. When you focus on being in a calorie deficit and losing body fat in the future, you will then reveal all that muscle that you've built in your building phase, and it is going to make everything so worth it. So do not stress about gaining some body fat in the process of building muscle. Life is a journey. Fitness is a journey. You will have good days, you will have bad days, you will have good weeks, you will have bad weeks. But if your goal is to build muscle and if you know that you are going to gain body fat along the way, believe me when I say that's not the worst thing that can happen to you. There are way worse things in life than gaining some body fat in a building phase. Focus on your performance goals. Focus on how your body moves and what you are capable of, rather than focusing on how you look. Not everything about you, not everything about us is the way that we look. There's so much more to us as a person than our physical appearance. How we treat our friends, our family members, our clients, people, random people on the street, strangers that we've never met. How you are as a person matters a lot more than how much body fat you have. And this is something that I want to drill into everyone's mind, because building muscle is a very long and slow process and it's a very tedious process. And sometimes you don't enjoy it because it's hard seeing your body changing and gaining more body fat during that process. It is hard. Maybe you're not feeling like your usual self, But stick with your goals. Have a very strong mindset where you know what you want to do in the next 6 months and in the next 12 months. My building phase was probably one of the best things that has happened to me. I have built muscle. I got stronger. I spent those 12 months focusing on myself and my relationship with myself. I was doing some journaling. I was reading a lot of books. I was focusing on building a business, building social media, putting myself out there. I did not drink alcohol, have not had a sip of alcohol in 4.5 years. I just focused on myself. And those 12 months have honestly made the biggest change to my mindset, made the biggest change to my physique, made the biggest change to how I see myself when I look at myself in the mirror, and how I see this world and my perception of life. So if your goal is to build muscle, and if you don't want to gain too much body fat, then don't spend too much time in a too big of a calorie surplus. Spend time, maybe 12 months, 18 months, however long you want, in a small calorie surplus, maybe 100 to 150 calories above your maintenance. You can have low calorie days and high calorie days. You can eat the same amount of calories every single day. You can eat more carbs around your training, maybe around your lower body session where you need the most energy. Don't stress too much about the exact numbers of about the exact grams of protein that you have every single day. And don't stress too much about every single thing, because life sometimes gets in the way. Sometimes you need to change your training. Sometimes you need to have an extra rest day. Sometimes you just need to accept the fact that not everything is going to be perfect, and that, yes, we are in a building phase. Yes, you're focusing on building muscle. Yes, you're in a calorie surplus. You will gain some body fat along the way, but you can also lose that body fat in the future when you enter a calorie deficit. So every single thing that bothers you and every single thing that you stress about is probably something that you shouldn't be stressing about at all. Focus on eating a little bit more above your maintenance. Focus on following a good hypertrophy or strength program. Any of my programs, as you already know, the greatest programs in the world, focus on getting stronger, track your training, enjoy the process. I cannot stress this enough. Enjoy the process. It is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Spend as much time as you can in a calorie surplus, small calorie surplus, build muscle, then in the future you can diet, and then you can spend the rest of your life at your maintenance calories once when you are happy, not saying that you're not happy right now, but once when you're happy with the amount of muscle that you have, and just enjoy your life and enjoy your training. And you don't have to stress about every single thing. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is when you are in a calorie surplus, your training is going to be a lot more enjoyable than when you're in a calorie deficit, because you will be having those extra calories, extra energy to perform well. Training in a small surplus and training in a moderate deficit are honestly two different worlds, because when you're in a deficit, sometimes all you can think about is food. Sometimes all you can think about is how you look. When you're in a surplus, you don't care about those things at all. You just care about getting strong and building muscle. So spend as much time as you can in a calorie surplus. Spend as much time as you can working on yourself, improving your relationship with yourself, building more muscle, getting stronger, and learning how to enjoy the process, because it really is a very long process. Every single thing that you need to know about building muscle, losing body fat, reversing, increasing your calories without gaining body fat, yoga classes. We have over 1,000 macro-friendly recipes in the app. We have amazing people in the community. We have every single thing that you need and nothing that you don't in my app. You are welcome to check out my app. I will leave the link in the description down below. And I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that this has helped you somehow. And I hope that you do not stress that much about gaining a little bit of body fat in your building phase. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I will see you and I will hear you next time.